This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I've got a special announcement today. Yeah, about Small Business Saturday. Stay tuned for that. Also, we've got a heartwarming story about Thanksgiving on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Saturday, November 28th, 2020. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it is Small Business Saturday. So get out there and buy from small business. Now, you know, I know it's a little different this year. I'm sure there's some website set up. There's some curbside pickup. There's things like that to remain safe and still support local small businesses, and trust me, they really need it this year. Let's tell you about some of the other days and events for today. It's also National French Toast Day. Yeah, as if we need more food. It's National Healthy Skin Month, though. And, you know, I do have to remind you here, let's see, we've got some notes, that your skin is your largest organ. So take care of your large organ by keeping it more. Who wrote this? Like, what? I'm not going to read. Okay. All right. I'll keep going here. You can use Vaseline on your, now, you know what? It's Healthy Skin Month. Take care of yourself. Take care of your skin. Yeah, we're just going to ignore the rest of that paper there. I don't know where that was going. All right. In 1942, in Boston, Massachusetts, there was a fire at the Coconut Grove nightclub. Okay. So it's 1942. This thing opened up in 1927. It was quite the wild weekend in Boston because there was a big football game going on over at Fenway Park. Yeah, a football game at Fenway. There was Thanksgiving happening, so you had people from out of town. So basically, there was more than 1,000 people in this club where you should only fit about 460 people. All right, so it said that a busboy needed to go fix a light bulb. Somebody in the place wanted some alone time, so they unscrewed the light bulb so it'd be a little darker in the corner. The manager told the busboy, okay, go fix that light. So he goes over, he's trying to screw the thing back in. He lights a match because he can't really see what's going on, and he extinguishes the match. Now, they say that that is not the source. However, it's pretty coincidental that that happened right before this fire started. So they say it's an unknown origin. But then, you know, you hear that story and you're like, maybe there's something there, right? Anyway, the fire spread really quick, much quicker than people could run out. It ended up killing 492 people. People couldn't get out of the emergency exits because they were bolted shut. See, the place was afraid of customers leaving without paying, so they bolted all these doors shut. So within a year, Massachusetts and other states enacted laws for any establishment like this, or any public establishment for that matter, not to use flammable decorations, not to have like those inward swinging exit doors. Outward swinging is the way to go. And they also started to require exit signs to be visible at all times, meaning that they have to be not a part of the regular electrical system, that they have to be a part of something else so that they can always be on in case the electric shorts out. All right. In 1997, oh man, wow, the last Beavis and Butthead aired. Okay, you know the show, right? It was created by Mike Judge. Think of it like South Park, but with just two guys and back in the 90s, and they're watching music videos. I guess that was a good description of it, right? Anyway, these boys were actually named after kids that Mike knew when he was a kid. Yeah. So, you know, there was somebody with nicknamed Butthead and somebody with the last name of Beavis. So that's where they got their names. Now, the creator of The Simpsons, he was said to like this show. And you know why he liked the show? Well, he said that it took the heat off Bart Simpson being responsible for the downfall of Western civilization. So I guess that was good for The Simpsons. This show will be helping out The Simpsons once again. In July of 2020, The Hollywood Reporter announced that Beavis and Butthead is coming back for two all-new seasons. This time it's going to be on Comedy Central, and we're not sure on a release date yet because, you know, everything's weird because it's 2020. But we will be hopefully seeing that again soon. All right, last one here. A story from last year. Wanda Dench, a grandma in Mesa, Arizona, sent a Thanksgiving invite to the wrong person. Yeah, she thought that she was sending it to her grandson, but she had the wrong teen. Okay, so what happens, right? Well, the teen that she invited to dinner texted her back and ended up, they decided to invite him anyway. So he joined the family at dinner. And this was about 4 years ago. So last year was the fourth anniversary of that. They've been doing it every year, which I just thought, okay, this is a really heartwarming story. However, again, it's 2020. So we've got a sad twist to this story. Earlier this year, Wanda's husband passed away from complications of COVID-19. The good news is they all still got together at the head of the table. They left an empty plate, a candle, and a photo of the husband. All right. I hate to leave you on kind of that sad note here, but we will be right back. I'll be talking with Greg Louie right after this. All right, and we're back. It's Small Business Saturday. And, you know, this is an event that's set up to basically don't go to the chains, go to the small business, at least for today. It's kind of a counter to Black Friday where, you know, all the big places have all these sales and all that stuff, right? Well, that's on a typical year. It's 2020, and so everything is different in 2020, right? So what do you do on Small Business Saturday? Well, I've noticed that a lot of small businesses have set up websites. There's curbside, there's things like that. Now, these are, of course, in areas that are still under the shelter in place. If you're not in shelter in place, then yeah, go visit these places. Throw on the mask, though, okay? So to talk about the impact of COVID and talk about small business and talk about a new podcast that's coming out, I've brought on Greg Louie from American Ratings Corporation and from DIY for Small Business podcast, which is coming out soon. Hey, Greg.
How's it going, Russ?
It is going well. So, small business in 2020. First of all, not the best year to start a business, I would think, right?
It's a crazy time, but think about it. A lot of people are now in unemployment. So they are sitting at home. They are thinking about, what am I going to do for my career? Am I going to get hired back? What am I going to do? And a lot of them have that entrepreneurial spirit and they figured, hey, you know what? Maybe this was the nudge I needed to kind of work on that business idea that I've always had, but I've never had the time to actually put it into effect. So I have a feeling that this whole COVID thing, it's going to make people actually start small businesses.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you've got the opportunity. Even if you're working right now, you're probably working from home, so you're not commuting. You've got those extra 4 hours or so a day to work on a small business and come up with some sort of plan for what you can be doing.
I was looking into this, and I found that 31.7 million small businesses in the United States right now.
Wow.
31.7 million, and that was at the beginning of 2020. So I'm really curious to see what that number is going to be at the beginning of 2021 so we could see the effects of how COVID has forced people to kind of look into starting a business as a career because they lost their jobs.
And, you know, the small businesses that are out there that actually have a presence that were around prior to this, I'm talking about, you know, the retail shops, the service, things like that. What advice do you have for them to get through this awful time for them?
It is a really tough time. And, you know, you really need to focus on the marketing because without customers, you're not going to be able to stay in business. Now, the way people shop has changed. And like you said, they're really not going into brick and mortar type businesses as much as they used to. So it's all about online marketing right now. And on our DIY for small business, we spend a lot of time giving advice to small companies, especially just getting started, on how to market their business and how to market smartly, right? Because you can spend a lot of money marketing, but it may not always pay off. So if you can work your budget properly, but still get effective marketing, I think that's what I would focus mostly on to get that business going.
Now you said we on the Small Business Podcast. It sounds like you have a co-host with you on that.
You know, there's this guy out there that really knows what he's talking about, and he's just making a big splash in the whole podcast world. And guy's name is Russ.
Oh, hey, I know that guy. Yeah, Greg and I actually, we decided to spin off and start this little thing. It's called DIY for Small Business. You're not going to be able to find that just yet on the podcast store. It's coming out in the coming weeks. We've been recording episodes and getting everything all ready and picking music and doing all the things that you need to do to start a podcast. Maybe we should do a podcast on that. All the things you need to do to start a podcast.
it's overwhelming at times, but we laugh, we have a great time, we try to keep everybody entertained. And, you know, it's a challenge, right? Small businesses, there's a lot of challenges out there for them, and we try to tackle them and help them through it. I mean, over 20% of small businesses fail in the first 2 years. Our goal with our podcast is let's get that percentage down. Let's help them succeed.
What makes you a great person for this particular type of podcast is you've started businesses in the past, very successful businesses in the past, and you've talked to I don't even know how many thousands of local businesses and learned all these various industries over the last decade or two.
No, I feel very fortunate that I have been able to work with thousands of successful small businesses over the past two decades. And, you know, I've kind of looked at that as an opportunity, just kind of soak it all in, figure out what works for companies, what doesn't work for companies, you know, understand different verticals, because within those thousands of companies, I probably have helped businesses in over 200 different vertical markets. That's a lot. So I've had to understand what works in one vertical is not going to work for another vertical and understand why. So when people come to me and ask me for advice, I can give them something that's valuable to them specifically, not just a general recommendation.
I'm going to put you on the spot here and ask you if somebody that has started a small business, this is typically when they're making their money for holiday season. This is typically when, you know, the summer season's ending. So, you know, the painters, the people that are building fences, things like that, their business is sort of stalling a little bit. What advice do you give them as they prep for next year?
I think you need to take advantage of your social marketing. Get online, work the social media as much as you can, get referrals. You know, stay in communication with your past clients and let them know that if they were happy with the job that they did for them, you know, during this difficult time, you would really appreciate a referral to their business, because those referrals are golden, right? If you can get a past happy client to refer you, that's going to be a job that, you're not going to have to spend a lot of time, a lot of money trying to close that job because they got referred to by a good friend. So I would work on that. I would make sure that, you know, you're doing the social networking, getting the name out there. And you can do that inexpensively, right? If you're having a tough time and times are a little slower, you got to really watch your budget and how you're going to market your business. So, you know, if you can network it on the social networks, I think that's a key way right now.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is you can start writing your blog posts, writing content for your website and just queue it up for the entire year. You could do your social media that way, too. Just queue up posts and queue up information throughout the whole year. You know, take this time now to help yourself later with various bits of content for your small business.
Yeah, that's so key. Take advantage of this time. I mean, it's unfortunate that we're all going through this, and we're all going through this. I don't care what you're doing. Everybody's going through this. But if you can figure out how to take advantage of this time to get this business going, get this business started, or to kind of change things in an existing business that can get you through this, like what we've been talking about, That's what you need to do. You just can't kind of put your head down and go, you know, oh gosh, this is awful. This is the worst year ever. We've got 2020, right? You got to think about how do I change this and turn it around for 2021 and it's not too late. You know, we still got a couple months left.
Do whatever you can. And also learning new things is a great way to spend this time. Now, of course, you can do that by listening to the DIY for Small Business podcast, but there's also other nice ways blood. Out there. I know, right? See, I had to squeeze that in. But there's other ways out there too. There's, you know, LinkedIn has a great service for learning. They acquired lynda.com and added that into LinkedIn, which is, it's been great. I love doing little classes on that and learning about various things.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos on YouTube right now and podcasts that you can watch, listen to. Yes, DIY for Small Business is going to be out there. I would highly encourage everybody out there to listen to that. I think you're going to have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to doing it with you, Greg. And we'll be starting that. You'll be able to hear episodes of that very soon. Just stay tuned to this podcast and we'll give you those dates of when that launches. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Thank you, Greg, for joining me, by the way. I should probably throw that out there. And we'll be talking with you soon on that new podcast. Okay, so on this day in 1943, Randy Newman was born. John Stewart was born on this day in 1962. Yeah, he turns 58. Looks great. For his age, though, doesn't he? Chase Elliott, the racing car driver. Yeah, racing car driver. You can tell I watch NASCAR. He turns 25 today. Anna Nicole Smith was born on this day back in 1967. She passed away in 2007. And I talked about the Apollo landings earlier. Ed Harris, right? He was in those movies. And he turns 70 today. All right, that's your look at November 28th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and soon we'll tell you where you're going to be able to find DIY for Small Business podcast. I hope you learned something about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.